In the evening edition, COVID fatalities in Barbados now at 36 after 3 deaths in one day. The health ministry resuming contact tracing from this week in communities across the country. The Ministry of Health bans walk-ins at vaccination centers from today. A steady flow of customers as fast food restaurants and hardware stores reopen after a month-long lockdown. And the early hopes dimming fast for holding a traditional crop over festival this year. Promoters and band leaders and other key players looking to virtual events to keep the festival spirit alive. In the evening edition from Starcom Network News, I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up.
The evening edition brought to you in association with Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary services and home of Hyundai vehicles.
The ability to adapt to many different functions or activities. That's the definition of versatility. It's also the definition of the intelligently designed, smart and sophisticated Nissan Qashqai, available now at Courtesy Garage Limited. Enjoy the power and responsiveness that comes with its 2-litre engine, the safety and security provided by electronic brake distribution, traction control system, and hill start assist, along with the comfort and superior ride quality made possible by precision handling, selectable drive modes, and cruise control. The Nissan Qashqai gives you and your family everything you need and more, all neatly packaged in this stylish and stunning urban crossover. Ready to get behind the wheel? Give us a call at 431-4100 for more information and to book your test drive today. Courtesy Garage. Legendary service. Legendary performance.
The number of COVID-19 deaths in Barbados now stands at 36 following the death of 3 women yesterday, Akil Lovell reports.
The first was an 85-year-old resident of a nursing home who passed away at 1:15 in the afternoon. Just over an hour later, at 2:25 p.m., the second lady, a 64-year-old, died at the Enmore facility. This was followed at 6 p.m. by a third death when an 88-year-old resident of a nursing home passed away. All three tested positive for COVID-19 on various dates during the month of February. Minister of Health Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, in extending condolences to the families, also advised the public that while his ministry believes the worst of the current COVID-19 outbreak is subsiding, there is still some distance to go before Barbados is in a position of safety. He added that now that the country is reopening, members of the public must exercise every caution in all interactions. Akil Lovell, Starcom Network News.
Meantime, the Ministry of Health and Wellness says it will be continuing its contact tracing efforts in communities across the island to curb the spread of COVID-19. In a statement today, health officials encouraged residents to cooperate with the contact tracing teams that might visit their neighborhoods starting this week. The ministry notes that this outreach is intended to gather information, address needs for intervention, and to facilitate testing in an effort to reduce the spread of the virus. The Ministry of Health and Wellness has also announced that as from today, no walk-ins will be allowed at polyclinics for COVID-19 vaccinations. A news release stressed that only people with appointments will be accommodated. The Ministry of Health was due to hold a news conference just about now. In fact, there was some uncertainty over whether it will be carried live, but we will carry it if at all possible. And in the face of a persistent pandemic and despite the vaccination efforts, the early hopes are dimming fast for holding a crop over festival this year in any traditional sense. Local promoters, band leaders, and other key players are now looking to virtual events to keep the festival spirit alive. President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney, sees perhaps a hybrid arrangement of mostly virtual concepts combined with very limited face-to-face events, if that is at all possible.
Right now, I don't think it's looking very good for October 2021. So maybe a combination of a virtual, but the live event depends on how we can open it with certain, maybe with limited numbers, but using those limited numbers also to create the environment and the atmosphere that lends to the virtual event also.
Mr. Maloney believes the current period that would normally be used to plan for large face-to-face events represents a chance to work on many of the issues that are of concern to the players in the industry. He sees this as a good opportunity to implement measures to enhance the sector and to make it easier for the players to do business.
We still have a lot of stuff that we need to do, though, in the build-up to Cup Over, which I believe that we should be working on all right now to get a lot of things changed, a lot of changes made, I mean, in the industry. Like the one certificate license, those are the things that we should be having discussion about right now with the Ministry of Health, Police, CompCap, all those persons we should be engaging right now in discussion so that when the industry is open, a lot of the issues that we had before we can solve. Although it is bleak for the actual whole of a physical festival, we still believe that there is room for doing things to improve the festival and also virtual events.
I believe the Ministry of Health's news conference has started. The Chief Medical Officer is now addressing the media.
Logical discipline, wherein we find close contacts of individuals, we identify them, we place them into appropriate care, and carry out treatment as necessary. And it is important, this is our main tool we have, other than vaccination, in suppressing this outbreak. Contact tracing is currently done by a team within the Ministry of Health and Wellness that comes out of the polyclinics. So the polyclinics are the gatekeepers of the contact tracing program, and there are several persons associated with it. And Dr. Leslie Rollock will indicate the roles of the polyclinic with respect to contact tracing. But why it is extremely important, we have several forms of contacts. We have primary contacts, we have secondary contacts, and tertiary contacts. Within a framework of community spread, which we do have in Barbados, we are particularly interested in the primary contacts. Those are persons who would have been in contact with the individual who was positive, with a known positive case. And it's like a mushrooming tree. So that if you have a mushroom, you're trying to cut off the different branches in the tree so that the tree does not grow. So you cut off a branch, you start cutting off leaves, and then you go closer to the trunk. And that's how you control the spread of disease. What we know in Barbados, we have seen a new pattern that a lot of the contacts are occurring in families. So we're having cases health is attempting to do is yet put another strategy that builds on the Seek and Save, that strengthens the work that Seek and Save has done to again identify, one, those high-risk communities, identify individuals in those high-risk communities who have symptoms, sample a section of the population that do not have symptoms, so we have some form of representation, and get those persons into treatment and care. We have instituted a fairly new program wherein persons who live in certain communities, and based on their level of risk, we are bringing them into care and we are bringing them into hotels, designated quarantine hotels. We currently have 40 individuals in our quarantine hotels who have been identified, who live in communities that are high risk. So there may be several persons living in that house, and the situation at home may not be ideal. These persons have been brought into the our quarantine hotels. And indeed, of those 40, 16 of those individuals have tested positive from a single household. So the message is that COVID, there is community spread, but as you know, today the numbers were 47 individuals. But I would like and let the public of Barbados know that within that 47, that represents several small clusters in families. There's one large cluster and about four or five smaller clusters within that 47. And we intend to target those individuals and make sure that they are identified early and brought into care. So I will pause at this point in time and ask Dr. Leslie Rollock, who is our Medical Officer of Health, responsible for environmental health, surveillance, and epidemiology, to make a comment of the role of the polyclinics in identifying the contacts.
Okay, let's continue the evening edition of The Latest. The president of the Barbados Association of Calypsonians and Entertainers, Sean Apache Carter, says the entertainers have already given up any hope of having live performances for Crop Over this year. He says the most they can hope for are some virtual events.
The prospects of Crop Over 2021, to me, is unrealistic. I speak now as a former tank manager. By this time is when you would have already secured the majority of your sponsors, and it's impossible to pull off a Crop Over tank without significant sponsorship. There are options this year. We have some time that we could prepare this year. We really didn't have much time at all last year because it kind of like took us by surprise. So you have the online options. Many other islands would have utilized, you know, the virtual concerts and the virtual competitions. I think that if there is any competitions or any aspects of Calypso attempts this year, it would have to go that route of the, you know, the virtual route.
Rondell Jones, the general manager of the Aura Experience Kulum Band, says he's waiting to see what the official position on Crop Over will be, but he too sees a virtual Crop Over as the likely outcome this year. His organization is already looking towards Crop Over 2022.
The position now, we're still waiting, we're very much waiting. I must say that we're very doubtful that anything will happen this year given the circumstances in Barbados and globally. It's a very difficult thing. We understand the importance of Crop Over, but we do understand that health and safety comes first. Even if miraculously there was a go-ahead, maybe in the next 2 months, the timeline doesn't allow for us to produce a full product by then. What I would say is that, you know, we can start planning, looking ahead for further on, maybe into next year. But I'm very, very doubtful that we can go ahead this year. Everything is stopped, we're halted, because we definitely don't think that anything can happen this year.
The customers starting to flow in as hardware stores and fast food restaurants reopen today for the first time in a month. Spokesperson for Coleman Barbados, Marcia Vandermaa, says they have already begun to see a steady stream of people.
What we see is a consistent flow of customers since this morning, 8 o'clock. We are managing the amount of people that go into our store at the same time. So we have a set of trolleys lined up. And once all these trolleys are finished, taken by people, then people will have to wait for a short while before they can enter our store. But until now, it's been very, very steady, and the trolleys are moving, so we are happy.
And in this evening edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News, that was adjusted so we could have carried part of the Ministry of Health news conference, our top stories. COVID fatalities in Barbados now at 36 after 3 deaths in just one day. The health ministry resuming contact tracing from this week in communities across the country. The Minister of Health bans walk-ins at vaccination centers from today. And a steady flow of customers as fast food restaurants and hardware stores reopened after a month-long lockdown. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.